Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed break.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm section brings us back.
Even when times
get rough.
And you've
had enough.
Still
got to try, folks. I know you do it. I watch you. I've seen you do it. I know how it works. It's the reason why you're my heroes. It's the reason why you're the hero of a lot of people, small business owners. What you do is so important. It's the reason I do what I do and have been now for over 21 years. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and then one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. We got having a great visit with our good friend Ross Kamborowski. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. CEO and founder of CrowdSpring. Ross, tell us about CrowdSpring.
CrowdSpring helps businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with design and naming for every stage of their growing business, from the time you start thinking about a company to established Fortune 500 company. So we've been in business for 11 years. We have 210,000. Designers and neighbors around the world helping businesses, particularly small businesses, with logo design, web design, print design, product design, and naming companies of products at 10 to 50 times less than what you would normally pay
Wow.
working with an agency.
Would I know if I wanted, if I had a project with you, will you be able to give me an estimate of what it's going to cost?
So projects start, logo projects, for example, start at $299, including all fees, including the award to
so
the
I'll designer. I may know exactly what it's going to cost.
You will know precisely, and you control that budget. You actually
right.
set your own budget, so it
Good.
Costs every single product category. So there are no surprises.
That's what a lot of small business owners worry about with that kind of work, having that kind of work done, is they worry about it being open-ended, and they won't get their result until they pony up a lot more than they thought they should. So, folks, that's the reason why I recommend Ross and his organization. They really help you put your best foot forward without and you know what you're spending. Ross, we've been talking about some of the things that you got to be able to do in 2019. We talked earlier about having a strong brand identity. That's still very important. The customer experience is another thing that you focus on as well, and that we talk a lot about around here. Sometimes I think experience is more important than anything else. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think back to the way business used to be done. Before the internet, before people could shop across the world, local businesses where you walk in and the store owner knows your name.
Right.
They know your name. They know what you need. They'll sometimes start getting your order before you ever say what you want.
I've had that happen before.
That's something.
There was a Dairy Queen kind of place years ago that when I'd pull up and I'd walk up to the counter, they'd already have my ice cream cone. They just handed it to me out the window. They saw me coming.
And that's becoming more and more important today. I mean, in part, we went away from that for the past several decades. With the internet, with online businesses, with depersonalization, where we didn't really know the customers, small businesses just lost touch with that. But there are now some pretty sophisticated tools, because a lot of business is done online, even if you have an offline business. There are many sophisticated tools that make it easier to create a better customer experience. So I wanted to mention a few of those things. So, for example, one thing that your listeners may have heard about are chatbots. So chatbots are small pieces of code, and you don't have to code these yourself. There are many companies that offer this kind of service. I'll mention one that we use, Intercom. Intercom, that offers this chatbot service. When somebody visits your site, you can have a robot effectively answer and have a fairly basic conversation with your customers. When one of the interesting
but
things
you have,
that,
you have to,
that
you have to teach that robot. I mean, you have to give it information to respond, right? You have to. Is it like a knowledge base? You have to put into the bot. How does that work?
some very basic information. So you might enter, you know, how do you want to greet the visitors? What kind of questions do you want to ask? But they have some pre-rendered templates, and so they mm-hmm. make it really easy. But here's the thing that is really interesting related to personalization. When that chatbot asks you for your name, it remembers because it mm-hmm. knows the IP address from which you're visited. Mm-hmm. It knows who you are.
Cookies.
So when you visit next time, it could actually call you by your name. Mm-hmm. That's a level of personalization that doesn't exist today. If you're talking to the company through chat, for example, it'll tell the company which customer is contacting
mm-hmm.
them. Unlike the past where they have no idea, they have to constantly ask you for your name and your email, these modern systems remember this kind of information. And so they create a conversation. And the better products let you seamlessly, if you're a business owner with an online business, for example, or you have a website where you're offering real-time chat, you can seamlessly take over from these chat bots
mm-hmm.
and continue the conversation with your customer where you, a human, is talking to a customer
mm-hmm.
now.
So
and
maybe the chat bot kind of – the chat bot does a little triaging and holds the customer attention until you can get to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's becoming right. really significantly
important. I got 30 seconds. I got 30 seconds. Give us one more.
One more. So the third one is quality over quantity. One common mistake businesses make is they do way too much, but they don't do it particularly well. It's really important today to create a strong brand, and that means doing the best. So if you're going to create content, for example, for social networks, don't worry about creating 10, 15 pieces a day.
Right.
Focus on creating one or two great ones. So that
well, that's the watchword for all small businesses, quality over quantity. Let Walmart do the quantity. We focus on the quality. Hey, I need your website again one more time, Ross.
Crowdspring.com, CROWDSPRING. And we have an award-winning small business blog at crowdspring.com/blog. We'll talk about a lot of these issues.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.